816 to the 415. I'll tell you something that I never told nobody. I don't work for kicks now. I don't make me any money. No. And if you ask me why, you'd probably be surprised. I've been writing songs and singing alone. Go and try that on for size.
Yo, what's good, y'all? This your man, Mass Appeal from Simple Complexity. And right now, you in tune to my main man, Reach, right there on Good Butter Radio. You heard? That's what it is, man. Peace.
Right you are, Mr. Mass Appeal. You're now tuned into the Good Butter Podcast. I appreciate your presence. As always, subscribe to the show if you haven't done that already. You can do that through iTunes, or you can also do that through any other podcatcher. Go to the site, goodbutter.podomatic.com. Check me out, y'all. Appreciate y'all's presence. Thank y'all for tuning into the show. Glad to have y'all with us again to start the fall off. This month, we have a very special show. A couple of guests. One from Top City, the homie Reggie B. The other being an MC from Kansas City, Below, another Artistry Unlimited artist. The man of the house this month is Lenny D, and this is somewhat of an in-crew takeover of the show. Shouts out to Innate Sounds crew taking over the show this month. That's what it is. With all that business out of the way, let me jump right into what's been going on since we last spoke on last month's show. First thing is the Good Butter official launch party, which took place on Friday, September the 18th. Had a couple of my dudes here from California. One was a vocalist from San Francisco. Name is 616 PM. The other being an MC from Los Angeles, Menacin Johnson. Appreciate y'all for flying out here and repping for the show, and also for the audience we had in attendance. Had a pretty good show, man. We had a great time. And you'll be hearing and seeing more from Good Butter as far as shows and officially sponsored events are concerned. So just keep your eyes open for that, and it'll definitely be some more coming around. In addition to that, to piggyback, the tour kind of jumped off. A tour jumped off that night called the Cali to KC Tours, the tour that I put together for Menacin Johnson. He was able to hit Kansas City and Lawrence, Kansas, Columbia, Missouri, and St. Louis, Missouri. So that's a good look for the homie from the Fresh Coast. And also he was supported by Soul Provider MCs Milk Drop and Dutch Newman. Milk Drop's got a new album out, by the way, called Falling Back to Earth. Go get that if you're so inclined. That's pretty much where I've been the last couple weeks. Been really busy. Started the class for Kansas City Young Audiences this month. And got another class of kids trying to learn a little something about this hip-hop thing. So excited about that as always. And I think maybe once the class is over, it's a it's 12 weeks of class sessions. So at the end of that period, I might let y'all check out what the kids actually got done as far as recording. I'm always excited to work with them and to see how they assimilate all the information and put it all together. So that's pretty much that. And what else is going on? NFL season began. our beloved Kansas City Chiefs are not doing so well. We're on the other side of a 0-3 start to the season with the Giants coming to town. So it's not looking good, but stay faithful to your team if you're a Chiefs fan. If you're not, you're probably a hater, and I probably hate your face. That's basically how I look at it. If you don't like that, send me fan mail. Let me know about it. FudgeFactorySounds@gmail.com. That's where you can send any questions, comments, etc. Let's get into this Reach Music segment. I'll see y'all on the other side. Be easy. Good Butter Radio is back.
Get himself a button down. A couple hundred thousand, 20s on the Hummer now. I bet he cop another whip before the summer's out. That brother's someone now, but changed the way he treating folks. Now he cutting food like he ain't never meet them folks. He got an entourage, but half of all his people broke. They cooking beef and about to serve him up a lethal dose. Better leave that speed alone, you about to eat it, bro. You finna smash it to the pole like you don't see the road. They gonna put you in a fetal position. That got to acting artificial like you sweet and low. They creeping slow, come on.
Can make you love that chapter. Don't make your life no better. We'll make you do whatever. We'll change your life forever.
There's more than dough in how your Cadillac rolls. Gotta have bravado far as bragger rap goes. Daddy act cold like his swagger got swole. Bold, he don't know how many rappers got stole. That's no joke. They peeping what you all about. Trying to see if you saying something or you just talking loud now. They trying to see what's about to walk about you. And they love to see your body on the ground with the chalk around you. If that ain't you, you better fall back. If you ain't thugging, busting guns and all that, all actor. Let the fame go to your head though. Your mom should be thinking what to put on your headstone. Let's go.
Can make you love that cheddar. Don't make your life no better. We'll make you do whatever. We'll change your life forever.
This brother got paper, got heart, got game. Have you thinking he a beautiful something that God made? When a fella got paid, it was hella 5 days. But he never got names. Now this brother got AIDS, got dates for a couple of the babies on the way. For the children he don't raise, got a payment that he make. And it's plain, he should straighten up the way him fly the plane. And he on his way to flames, and that's plain to live the day. Hey, fella, face the fact, you just another cat. You just someone that rap. Fame is just another trap. They got you falling for it though, you just another rat. Probably wouldn't listen to the song, it's just another rap. So,
can make you love that cheddar. Don't make your life no better. We'll make you do whatever. We'll change your life forever.
Tommy lift on the track. On the track. Reach, she's in the back. Just for a second. Just for a second. Take a listen.
and hey, look, take a listen. It's called love.
Rose, right?
Fades
away. Sometimes it cuts you deeper than a razor blade. Feels right. When you know it's wrong, it'll have you holding on, even when you know it's gone. For the child, right? Peter for the wildlife. From the crowd, for your style, what you rhyme like. Like them other dudes that clamor for the limelight. They'll do anything, cause they're enamored with the Klondike. For your first song, or for your firstborn. People with your shirts on, screaming at your work born. For the free spirit sailing in the wind. Or for money, though it fails you in the end. For the core that'll send you to war. Before the freedom fighters right here defending the poor. Or that you have for your mom and your dad. Or for the messages and brother scribbles onto the pad.
But it's the love, you need some love. You make some love. Deep puns, deep within your faith on the love. Seek some love, gain some love. It's like the snare we did with the bass drum. The love, you need some love. You make some love. Deep puns, deep within your faith on love. Seek some love, gain some love.
Like the woman too involved with the man. And like the man that wanna keep her in the palm of his hand. Or for your man and all the people calling your fam. Or for your fantasies you're rocking when they walk in the jam. With the audience, you tell him, get your hands high. Get your hands high.
Hands high.
For the NFL and worship in the franchise. For the merchandise, stages and the shows. For the notebooks, the pages and the flows. For your children when you're making shit a chaperone. Or for John and his interest in the saxophone. Most quality, most right. For the children of God to seek the most high. For your neighbor and everybody that's close by. For this moment and for the rest of your whole life. For the rapper and the message that empowers you. Or for sunrise, morning, day, how are you?
The love, need some love, make some love. Deep hearts, deep within your faith, run love. Seek some love, gain some love. Like the stand we did with the bass drum. The love, you need some love, make some love. Deep hearts, deep within your faith, run love. Seek some love, gain some love. It's like the stand we did with the bass drum.
For the ciphers when they're circulating energy. For your allies and maybe for your enemies. For the rap crowd even when they're finicky. For the industry in spite of what it tend to be. For romantic moments, intimate words. And for spontaneity and then fulfilling the urge. For letting the world into your scope. And the girl next to you in class into you know.
And it's the
that got you in the house watching the rain.
And it's the love
that got you chasing after watches and chains.
And it's the love
that got your lady taking all of your crap.
And it's the love
that got you dealing with the tossing it back.
And it's the love
that keeps you warm in the midst of the storm.
And it's the love
inside the melody that lives in the song.
And it's the love
that got your head and neck to bob to the beat.
And it's the love
got you listening and vibing with me.
But it's the love, need some love, make some love.
Superhero, so go get them the gate. Super villains try to jet, but I won't let them escape. They not getting away, not once I get on the case. Cause I'ma get them in place, make sure the ghetto is safe. Got a belt on his waist and got him some long boots. Only take a sec once I get in the phone booth. Stepping in that long suit, get the swelling up on you. Keep peddling, fella, bet if you meddle, you gon' lose. He's a super MC. More than just a poet, he's more than courageous. More than just heroics, cause in case you didn't notice, my pen is loaded and it's stronger than a locomotive. You better know it, yep. That brother reach, he leaps the tall buildings. And when he speaks, he teaches y'all children with superhuman speed and the strength of 5 million. What's iller than the sound of the speech that I'm wielding?
Just put me in your stereo blaster, and then you press that play button and get what you ask for. Yeah, I got a record and it's just what you after. Cause I'm not like the next, I'm stronger, better, and faster. Yeah, just put me in your stereo blaster, and then you press that play button and get what you ask for. Yeah, I got a record and it's just what you after. Cause I'm not like the next, I'm stronger, better, and faster.
So now I'm stronger, better, and faster. Been in it for a minute, I'm a veteran rapper. This fella, he stay ready and master. My record is stay ready to master. You ain't even ready to match up. You don't really want it, so back up. Act up, get smashed in the grill of this Mack truck. Mashed up,
been the cartilage in your back, bruh. Fella got you feeling you got hit by an acro. And I ain't even in it to clash, but the truth spitting got a way to give you the asthma. And that you gas for, need you a tad more. And only cause you got a tablespoon of that rap raw. Ask for, when I'm falling through like a trap door, I rip it so that you ain't even looking at fast forward. Rescuing that rap, throw the rope in your grasp for it. I take it seriously like I'm one of the last poets. Cause, just put me in your stereo blaster. And then you press that play button and get what you ask for. Yeah, I got a record and it's just what you after. Cause I'm not like the next, I'm stronger, better, and faster. Yeah, just put me in your stereo blaster. And then you press that play button and get what you ask for. Yeah, I got a record and it's just what you after. Cause I'm not like the next, I'm stronger, better, and faster. Yeah. Leonard Destroy on the button push. Your man, Super Reach.
Yeah, Good Butter is back. Let me run them tracks down for y'all real quick. For the first segment of the show, the Reach Music segment that jumps it all off every month. First track of the three is called Fame, and that track was featured on No Cab Nivik Volume 1, which is a production album put together by the homie Tristyle, who of course was our host DJ last month. The second track of that trilogy was The Love, and that's a track that was featured on a production album by local producer Tommy Lift, local legend Tommy Lift. And then the third track in that segment was called Super Stereo Blaster, and that track is also featured on a production album. This is a Reach production album trilogy. The final track, called Super Stereo Blaster, was produced by the guest DJ of this month's show, Leonard Destroy of the NH Sounds crew family. Those are the Reach Music tracks. Some of you have heard them, some of you have not. But of course, I do music in addition to this show. So go check me out if you don't know more about the music by now. Of course, go to myspace.com/reach. Find tracks there, find links to albums there, the whole nine. So, now that we have that in the bag and out of the way, I'm going to talk a little bit about some other stuff that was going on this month. Over the past weekend, I had a couple of shows. Friday night, I guess it would be Friday, September 25th, last week, was the final night of the Cali to KC tour with Menace and Johnson. He started the tour here, he ended the tour here, and that show featured myself, it featured Menace and Johnson from Los Angeles, and also Jacksonville MC Mass Appeal, who is currently living in Kansas City. It was a dope show. You missed a very, very good one if by chance you weren't able to make it out. Dope hip-hop show at Blanca's Pyro Room. Shouts out to Lori and her staff down there. They always treat us well when we come down. And then Saturday night was a cross-genre show for Reach. It was me, it was Tide House, the homie Clay Hughes, Tony Beats. It was also Dead Man Relay, which is an excellent local band. They kind of fuse rock and reggae and Zydeco, a couple other styles. They're really dope. Shouts out to Ace Falco and the other fellas in that band. See them if you can, if by chance you're around town and you ever see Dead Man Relay on a bill. I heard they don't play very often, but when they do, they're amazing. And then the last band in that group was Attack on Uranus. Really, that's the name of the group. But it was an excellent show over at Davies Uptown. We actually did it as it was a wedding reception / open public show. So we had a good time. And fused rock with rap last Saturday night. So You'll be seeing more of that as I have a show coming up on October the 17th at the Riot Room. It's popfreeradio.com's birthday bash. I think it's their third annual birthday. It'll be myself. It'll be Cess Crew. There are dozens of other acts that'll be performing on this show. Hip-hop, rock. I believe there's some reggae involved. I got to get the flyer in front of me. I don't want to lie to y'all about who's playing, but it'll be at the Riot Room, and indoor and outdoor, if I'm not mistaken. Shouts out to the homie Danger from Hip Hop Anonymous, which is a show featured on Pop Free Radio. He always shows love to me and all my people. So shouts out to Danger. Y'all check his show out if you get a chance. It comes on Tuesday nights on popfreeradio.com. It's called Hip Hop Anonymous. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. All right, Danger, I better get a shout back, sucker. Anyway, so as I was saying earlier, an 8 Sounds crew take over the show. All artists feature in 8 Sounds.
Yeah. Just take a second. Shut up and listen. Check. Yeah. Yeah. This shit is so confusing, it's starting to throw me off. We need to talk cause you don't even know me, broad. Ever since I put you on it, you've been acting like you bonkers. You've been acting like you gonna go bananas, like you wanna be my lady, even kinda sorta maybe. And we say we ain't together, but whenever you feel lonely, you call me. Believe me, it's cool, even the smartest fuck around and take a dip in the kids' pool. Perhaps me taking you out to lunch, picking you out the bunch, banging you out enough, came and hit up a show, didn't call me. It ain't nothing, I mean anything. So if I ever call again, just sit there and let it ring. PYT, peace my little PYT. Thanks for the piece of PIE. Swear I love you till I die. Swear I love you till I die. Swear I love you till I die. PYT, peace my little PYT. Thanks for the piece of PIE. Swear I love you till I die. Swear I love you till I die. Swear I love you till I die.
So good, no good, I should've, I could, hate it, I would, no good, so good, so good.
I haven't seen you shake it for months and I'm about to lose it. Cause could nobody else ever do it, just how you do it. When we was hitting, everything seemed to be looking different. You had me stuck every other sentence I couldn't finish. I couldn't forget it, less IOD and I blur my memory. It never takes more than a few hours for her to miss me. And we can talk over the phone, but she prefer to kiss me. And chill alone in the dark, watching a murder mystery. We're permanently attached to the hip and hit the fence. Fucking with me all the time, starting to forget her friends. Should I forget everything, don't make a bit of sense. When everything that we shared started from innocence. And ever since we met up, I'll stay on the phone to set up a place that we can meet up. And maybe you blow my head up. Baby, we can go anywhere as long as we go together. I told myself it was over, but girl, you know me better.
PYT, peace my little PYT. Thanks for the piece of PIE. Swear I love you till I die. Swear I love you till I die. Swear I love you till I die. PYT, peace my little PYT. Thanks for the piece of PIE. Swear I love you till I die. I swear I love you till I die. I swear I love you till I die. I swear I love you till I die.
So good, no good, I should've been, I could, hate it, I would, no good, so good, so good,
I love you till I die.
Oh,
I grabbed the pen, thought, where we at now? On the whole, they know my style. Cause one affects the other, each other make it go round. I'm only saying something, cause man, I see it go down all around. No matter the color or where you come from. Green's what they want, if you got it, then you'll be getting some. Need healthy pockets to profit, and you'll be getting none. No other options is talking to keep us on the run. Number one, wasteful nation, no patience. Stretch from the north to poison the population. Nooses and nonsense, law driven by ignorance. At the epicenter, my nigga, infinite, limitless. Crush with a brush of spitting lyrics, my pen drips. High above the legion of lions stalking the continent. Taught brothers before the mighty Moors. Middle West corridor to the motherland shore.
My lineage is the inception of mankind. The other man claims it's his, but he's a damn lie. He stole our wisdom for the use to control minds. But we are still here and still thinking clear. My power grows when my skin is the sunshine. No cancer cells, the universe is a friend of mine. Oh yes, infinity is our lifetime. Forever we'll be here and still thinking clear.
Don't sell them, don't buy them, don't trust them or try them. Anytime it comes to the telly, they may be lying. Doing what's improving their union, many are dying. Gotta use my third for the bird, keeping my eye in. Satellites flying in the sky, who they spying? Babies through the ceiling of buildings, dropping the diamond. New tech weapons for killing, you hear them crying. If you want it, they gotta sell it so you can buy it. Obama drama is at your doorstep. Listen when you make a decision, don't send them in yet. Fucking with the women and children, leaving them all wet. This where they roam, pissed cause they feel alone. Got youngins coming home with a bullet in they dome. Or a vital limb missing, twisted bullets whizzing through polluted air, a part of the warfare. It's happening over there, so we really don't care.
My lineage is the inception of mankind. The other man claims it's his, but he's a damn lie. Stole our wisdom for the use to control minds. But we are still here and still thinking clear. My power grows when my skin is the sunshine. No cancer cells, the universe is a friend of mine. Oh yes, infinity is our lifetime. Forever we'll be here and still thinking clear. The middle corridor to the motherland. Truth prevails. Forever we'll be here and still thinking clear.
What I say? No.
Tell you something, man. That's some Batman shit if you frontin' on a chick who you know loves the fuck out. Dig? Be sincere and honest with her. You know what I'm talking about? Trying to hide feelings and shit. Fuck out of here, that shit. Nigga, you a grown man.
You're the only one I trust. Hold on my change. You know my brain sounds strange, but I'm wanting to change. So I fuck with only you. Yeah, I fuck with only you. Of joy and the pain, the losses and gains, and yet your heart is the same. So I fuck with only you. Yeah, I fuck with only you.
It ain't no sucker type of service from the lips when I'm speaking it openly, because
I love you in the highest regard.
So I put you atop a pedestal, so may feel that you don't deserve it if they got something to say.
Fuck 'em all.
Cause where were they when I was needy? Couldn't spend they love at commissary, couldn't phone them.
They ain't taking my call.
They make it in four boxes, tag knock off watches. Glad it ain't hard when cops carded me, y'all. But now I'm back in the light. Slow my roll up to walk. Put my cleats up in the closet next to guns in the safe. And when you almost lost your life, burning up the highway to see me, believe me, hurry not a cry, not pray. We've been through parallels similar to Tupac and Jada. A lot of days we spent burning up the phone with the talk. But ever since I resurfaced, I find my time is just worthless if you're not here to stand beside me everywhere that I walk.
Cause you're the only one I trust, hold on my change. You know my brain sounds strange, but I'm wanting to change. So I fuck with only you. Yeah, I fuck with only you. Of joy and the pain, the losses and gains, and yet your heart is the same. So I fuck with only you. Yeah, I fuck with only you.
Man, I never
never had an understanding of what love should have been. And it never mattered till I fell in love with a friend. Came and swept me off my feet just like a bug in the wind. So sincere, it even makes it hard for thugs to pretend. We harmonious entities, I love when we blend. So down to earth, you get nothing but love from my kin. With you by my side, you'll always catch my mug with a grin. Hold me down whether I'm on the streets or up in the pen. Love rubbing your skin. When you're out of reach, I can't wait to be hugging again. Never bugged other men, all nothing but friends. And you know that I would never touch none of your friends. Love, trust, and depend. You're my love to the end. You know this for a fact. I cheated in the past with others, but no more with that. You gotta understand the situation is precious to me. I play the game, I'm done, I hear it's where I wanna be. I waited oh so long and I was tired of defeat. Started to think that maybe love just wasn't meant for me. Or maybe I was too busy, y'all bugging in the streets. Out on the block and accomplishing nothing with my peeps. Except for hustling to eat. Until you came to me and showed me hustling doesn't carry longevity. Never sugarcoat the truth because the truth ain't nothing sweet. I lived in even worse to help to put me on my
feet. You're the only one I trust, holding my change. You know my brain sounds strange, but I'm wanting to change. So I fuck with only you. Yeah, I fuck with only you. Depending for the roller coaster of joy and the pain. The losses and gains, and yet your heart is the same. So I fuck with only you. Yeah, I fuck with only you.
Yeah, I fuck with only you. Look, that thing that you heard about with your sister and you know, her friend and stuff, that ain't even true. I mean, yeah, we was in the same place together. Why is you yelling at me like that? I mean, yeah, we were in the bed, but we weren't fucking. I'ma stop, yeah, I'ma stop. I just turned something beautiful into something fucked up. I'ma stop. Nah, I ain't gonna stop, fuck that. You know, a love is beautiful and all that, but love is fucked up. Don't get it twisted. You gonna go through your little thing and shit. Everything ain't always peachy cream and all that old bullshit. Know what I mean? You walk into a motherfucking room, you see your girl with a, you know what I'm saying, finger all deep in her motherfucking nose and shit. That's some nasty-ass shit.
Good Butter Radio is back on the other side of the all-in crew artist feature section. Let me recap them tracks. First off, we had DYT, which is a song from Sess Crew featuring Smooth Confusion and Reggie B. And that song is off of Sess Crew's new album called The Playground. And it's basically just Sess Crew doing what they do, what we expect them to do. Dope hip-hop music. Second track in the segment called Thinking Clear. And that song is by Deep Thinkers. And it features Reggie B. Last and final track is called Only You by Cutty Slitz. And that is probably my favorite record in Kansas City right now. That track sets the bar for me. It's amazing. Shouts out to Cutty for that track. First time I heard it, I told him I had to have it on the show. And Lenny D was gracious enough to provide it for us. So I'm glad to be able to share that with y'all. You'll hear a lot more from Cutty Slitz. Hopefully I'll be able to get him on the show as well sometime in the near future. But those are the three tracks. An all Innate Sounds Crew artist feature. Sess Crew, Deep Thinkers, Cutty Slitz, Smooth Confusion, Reggie B. Reggie B, who you will hear on the other side of this segment. Had a chance to sit down with him and kind of talk to him about his story, and he also was kind enough to give us some of his tracks. You'll be hearing a little bit from Reach and Reggie B here very, very soon. We have a record that we just did that was produced by my homeboy Dave Def from overseas. Also doing another collaborative track, one of Reggie's tracks that I'll be featured on. And then I think we got something else really special in the works. A couple things really special in the works. I don't want to spoil none of that right now, so just suffice it to say you'll be hearing a lot of Reach and Reggie B together in the near future. And I think that's a really dope pairing. I'll let y'all be the judge of that. Hopefully the song that we did together, the first track that we did together, that'll be featured on a forthcoming mixtape, hopefully I'll have that for y'all sometime in the next month or two once we get it mixed and mastered and all ready to go. So be on the look for that. positive things in the future. Before we get into this next segment, just want to mention again a couple shows coming up. I have one coming up on October the 10th. It's called 1010. It'll be at Grinders. Myself and Seed Love and a couple of other bands. Google Grinders. I think their website is grinderskc.com to get more information about the show, to get tickets and whatnot. Then also I'll be at the Riot Room on 1017, October 17th, for Pop Free Radio's third annual birthday bash. Bands from all over town rocking that show. Cess Crew will be on that show, I believe. So I appreciate if y'all come out and check that out. Tomorrow night, as today is October 1st, tomorrow night, Friday, October the 2nd, will be the final Soul Providers Block Party of the year. As you know, we do a block party every month, and we do it downtown, right in front of Birdie's, which is 116 West 18th Street. This will be the final one. This will be the finale. DJ Scheme will be on decks, and the whole Soul Provider crew will be there getting loose. Come celebrate with us, as you won't see us again there until at least March of next year. It's getting cool out, so we doubt seriously we'll be able to do one in November. So this, in effect, will be the last one for 2009. Come out and celebrate with us. It's free. YJ's is up the block. You can get some good food. I had YJ's for the first time the other night. Went there after Vertigon's 31st birthday bash and had some excellent breakfast. So come out, celebrate with us. We're there from 6:30 to 10 or later. Yeah, that's what it's going to be, man. It's going to be fun. And hope to see y'all there. Y'all sit tight. Getting ready to get into this Reggie B interview. And then directly after it, tracks from Reggie B and A Sounds Crew, Good Butter Radio.
Good Butter Radio. And I'd like to welcome a very special guest to the show. I'd say local, but I'm not sure that really fits this particular cat. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Reggie B to the show.
How you doing, people?
Thank you for joining us on the show, sir. Let's jump right into it. Tell me how this story begins.
I was born and raised in Topeka, Kansas. Not too far from Kansas City, about an hour out. Yeah, my father was a musician. My mother was a singer, so there was always music going on in the house. So it was a natural progression for me to turn out to be a musician.
The music that you were listening to growing up in the house was what?
It was a little bit of everything. It was Parliament Funkadelic, Weather Report, Tower of Power, Earth, Wind & Fire, Stevie Wonder, Gospels, Clark Sisters, of course, you know, Winans, a little bit of everything, man. He touched on everything. So it was always music going on in the house, like nonstop.
Okay, are we just talking records? Was there actual music being played in the house?
Both. It was records, you know, especially weekends. You know, we wake up, Dad's got music blaring, you know, on any given night, like in the evenings until like wee hours of the morning, they'd be, you know, different bands coming over and jamming and rehearsing for gigs, you know, because he gigs a lot, you know, and they would leave the instruments there. And I mean, my sister go down and try to play them, you know. We didn't know what we were doing, but we were figuring it out.
From there, did you decide at any point to take lessons? Were you self-taught?
And it was mostly self-taught. I think like in the beginning, you know, I was just mimicking what I saw, you know, like any kid does. And mostly what I saw was musicians playing, and I, especially my dad, he was a drummer, so I would mimic him in the first instrument I ever played, like with, you know, some type of substance. Like, it was really actually pretty good for my age, was the drum. You know, I was 4 years old, so that was my first instrument. And then from there, he taught me how to read drum music and got me my first little snare, you know what I'm saying? And then at around the same time, I started tinkling on the piano, making songs out of the black notes, you know, because you couldn't make no wrong note, you know. But I was actually constructing my own little song, you know. that's pretty much where it all started.
At what age did the piano take over as your primary instrument?
I would say when I hit about 7, I was able to, like, anything that I would hear, I would be able to replicate it. Anything. I didn't care if it was something on the radio or the guy was over the house and played something. When he left, I'd be playing what he just played. And then my mom started really paying attention. You know, she'd be singing a song she liked, and I just start playing it. She just was like, "What did you? How'd you learn that?" You know, she started making me play at the church, and that was it right there. She was the choir director, so she just kind of like made me play for whatever choir she was directing. I was a piano player. You know, at that time when my mom got me in the church heavily, well, just playing in the church heavily, I should say. Better say that right. You know, I was 10 or 11, and I think I was 11 years old, and I went to Faith Temple Church, and there was another cat that was, you know, child prodigy as well, and we never met before. And we had the, what they tried to do, once I was playing so well and I didn't know the notes, my mom got me lessons so I can at least understand what it is that I'm playing. And the guy she got me lessons from was named Tommy Jones, you know, and he had grew up with my father and all that. And I guess he was like a child prodigy when he was a child. So he knew how to teach me. He'd teach me the notes and all that, but then he would just teach me songs. And I was more interested in that part. But anyway, he invited me to his church to play, and he did it on purpose. It was set up, and there was this other cat on the organ, and he was just like 3-4 years older than me. And he was playing as good as I was, and we just kept peeking over, and it was Lamont Lasseter. And from that day on, me and Lamont were like inseparable. Our other kids was out playing and all that. We would just get together and write songs. You know, Tommy took us and showed us how to sequence, you know, took us to the little music stores and got on a sequencer and sequenced our first song. And we started a group called Vision, which was like a instrumental gospel group. It had a gospel title and everything. We was just like Yellow Jackets or something. And teamed up with another young cat out of Wichita named Kevin Johnson. He was a drummer, and it was just us three. And we used to go to Detroit with this thing that Commission and Ronald Winans used to put on called the Young Artists of Christ. And we went out there, tore down the house, and it was put on the album that they put out, and met another musician that was already in the industry named Donald Hayes. And he joined the band. He's a sax player. He's still like a prominent sax player in the game now. So we just like a group of kids that we traveled, had a bank account, you know. We were like anything that was going on as far as church functions. Me and Lamont were the main musicians. You know, we actually got a deal with a group called Fix It. They were a subsidiary of Polygram. They went bankrupt before we even put out anything, like Crustus. You know, so that was like my first time I really realized, like, this is what I want to do, you know, at a really young age. Like, let's form a group and let's get serious and let's start getting some money and, you know, let's make a go at it. And that was the very first time I was a really young kid, man. Because I also, at the same time I was doing that, my dad exposed me. Like, I played so well at such a young age, like, as far as playing like a grown man. So I played in a lot of bands with my dad at the same time. So I was experiencing the club life, man, at like 14, you know, playing at all of those clubs in Topeka, you know what I'm saying? So I saw a lot of things I probably shouldn't have been seeing at that age, you know. So I got both sides, like the gospel and the streets, you know, the street side of music, you know what I'm saying?
So out of this band tradition, working with all of these other musicians, at what point did you start creating music on a more solo basis?
Well, I think all the while it was from a solo basis. You know, I never really, after the Vision thing, I never really got into a band per se, as making albums together and trying to, you know, go on the road and nothing like that. It was always just me. And it wasn't by default, because I was just in an area where there weren't a lot of musicians that, you know, I don't want to say played up to my level, but play this stuff that I wanted to play. And I was the only one, even to this day, you can go back to the town, I'm the only guy that does style music that I do in Topeka. So I was just kind of, I had no choice but to do it by myself. So like that whole time, anything I created in the studio or whatever was just by myself. You know what I mean? So that's how that ended up happening.
From there, from that independence to the first studio recording, first album was called
Better Day.
Okay.
But was a very, very local thing.
Okay. So you were in Topeka when you cut Better Days.
Yeah, I was.
Tell me about the first project. Was it entirely self-produced?
Yeah, Better Days was. I think I had Lamont. I think he co-produced one track on there, and that's about it. But yeah, it was all produced by me.
From Better Days to the next project?
That would be the Go album.
Another self-contained, self-produced project?
Pretty much. I got like there's three songs that I had other producers, like Lenny D produced the title joint, Miles produced the song called I Apologize, and then Sadiq from the Platinum Pied Piper produced this joint called We Are Here, which the production on that sounds so much like my own, I don't think people noticed if they ain't listening to the lyrics, it wasn't me. But everything else on that album is me.
What year did the second album come out?
It was September of 07, and it was released through a Japanese label called Circulations.
What has Reggie B done since that time, since the second album, since 2007?
Let's see, me and Daru put an album together. But you know what? Both of those albums were put together at the same time, but just got released differently. Me and Daru put the Future Music album together and linked up with this label out of the Netherlands called 4Lux, and then they released that album. He was just heavy on the production, and I did all the vocals and production too myself. And then since that, I've been on a lot of just different little compilations here and there. Like I did compilations with Circulation and this other label called U Beat combined together called New World, and it had like a bunch of people on that album, like from Sour Eye to Guilty Simpson. And, oh man, yeah, it's a dope album. But the title track was my joint, and then I did another. It was a beat compilation called The Maverick Sessions Volume 1, and I threw an instrumental up on there. But as far as up to now, we keeping it in-house. It's NA Sounds. We got our little distribution, digital distribution. So I just recently released an album called Get Down With Me, which is my third solo release, and an instrumental album called Musical Joyride, which is circulating right now.
So again, I think that kind of piggybacks on the original idea that I had about you being locally based, but certainly not a local artist. Obviously, your influence and your reach has grown well past this particular region, and in many ways outside of the country. What is the short term? Give me 6 to 12 months. What does Reggie B have on tap?
12 months. Well, I this is what I would like to see happen in 6 to 12 months. I got another EP coming out through a label out of LA. Got a nice little budget, so shoot a video and have a video. So I want a video on BTJ that looks pretty easy. Some of the stuff I've seen on there is questionable. Want to be on tour, man. I want to be on the road, Jack. You know, that's the plan. Possibly me and Miles Bonnie just hit the road, do another one. Me and Daru kind of planning something. Just be on the lookout.
Okay, so new projects.
Yes, sir.
Touring.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a project out now? Anything that you want to let people in on? Something that they should be checking for? Something they should go pick up?
Definitely. Go pick up that Get Down With Me album and the Musical Joyride instrumental album. And coming soon will be something old, something new EP. And then, my next album's been done. It's called The Traveler. That'll be coming sometime. Oh, yeah. Me and Miles Bonnie got an album. It's called Doing Our Thing. And that'll be coming out in the next month or so. Be on the lookout for that. We're just waiting on some artwork to get done.
Where can they find these projects?
You can find these projects on any online digital store. Any of them. Whether it's Rhapsody, iTunes, Napster, even the ringtone site. What's it called? Jamster?
Jamster.com.
Yeah. There's a lot of EPs that were released from Japan and Europe, too, that you can find. There's a Prophetic Youth EP. You can find that at Fat Beats in L.A. As soon as you walk in the store, you'll see my 12 inches right there next to, you know, Madlib or something. It shocked me. I was up there. I'm like, that's me, dog. You know, so yeah, Fat Beats L.A., Fat Beats New York. You know, you can go to a place called GrooveDisc.com and look and see what physical stuff is in the States. And it'll tell you. You know, there's a lot of releases. I'd say since 07, I done shot a lot of stuff out there to the world real fast. So I might even forgot something.
All right. Well, do me a favor, man. Throw out your contact information for anybody interested in booking you, for anybody interested in getting more information about Reggie B. Throw out your contacts.
No doubt. You can find me on Facebook. It's just simply Reggie Bradley, R-E-D-D-I-E-B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. However Facebook does it, at Facebook, whatever that is, /Facebook.com. MySpace is MySpace.com/ Reggie B Planet H. It's R-E-G-G-I-E-B Planet H. Shoot me an email at ReggieB18@gmail.com. Yeah, you want to buy some beats, I'll let you, boy. You want some hooks sang, I'll sing them. Whatever you need, we'll get it in.
That's what it is, man. Thank you very much for being a part of the show.
NASounds.com.
Okay, NASounds.com.
Yes, sir, NASounds.com.
That's the business. Right. Again, thank you for being a part of the show, man. We're glad to have you. Hopefully you'll come back sometime in the near future, and we're going to get into these Reggie B tracks. Y'all sit tight. We'll be back. Good all butter. Right.
beautiful creature, but she brought me to my knees. And just one night she had me begging, please, please, please. God help me, no inhibitions, pure perfection is all. The type of love that make a grown man crawl. She made me weak, I couldn't take it at all. Any type of conversation, the girl could go there. She had sexual persuasion, the way she swung her long hair. I started to develop feelings, but she didn't at all. I can see myself in love, don't think she saw it at all. Hey, I
wonder where you are.
It was the greatest sex I ever had in my life.
This girl should be a star.
She did it to me so good, I don't want to make her my wife.
Short-lived love affair.
Gonna lie, I felt like a bitch. The girl was good, she had the role switch. She blew my mind, I got a crazy man's twitch. For some reason I'm stuck on this girl. An evil woman, she done rocked my world. I guess I'm attracted to her abuse.
I wonder where you are.
It was the greatest sex I ever had in my life.
This girl should be a star.
The girl could go there. She had sexual persuasion. The way she swung her long hair. I started to develop feelings, but she didn't at all. I can see myself in love. Don't think she saw it at all. The girl could go there. She had sexual persuasion. The way she swung her long hair. I started to develop feelings, but she didn't at all. I can see myself in love. Don't think she saw it at all.
Turn my headphones up, man. That's funky right there. Sadiq, come on, man.
Your end.
Your end.
Still
na, na. No.
Good butter. Yeah. Yeah. Reggie B. Yeah. First guest of the September show of the Good Butter podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Let me recap his tracks. Yeah. Yeah. The first of the three is called Bring You Down. Yeah. And that is Reggie B featuring Rena Jones. Yeah. And that is off of Daru and Reggie B Future Music 2. That was the first track of the three. The second of which was Evil Woman. And that track was produced by Miles Bonnie, also of Innate Sounds crew. Final track being A Few Steps Forward, produced by Sadiq of the Platinum Pied Pipers. That's Reggie B. And can't say enough about that dude. He's an amazing musician and also an amazing vocalist. And I think when you put the two things together, you're looking at the kind of talent that really, really needs as many people listening as humanly possible. I think this cat is doing some stuff that simply is better than most of what we're hearing in the industry or anywhere else for that matter. So please check Reggie B out if you are so inclined to do so. I believe his MySpace is myspace.com/ReggieBPlanetH. H is in Harry. Check dude out. He's got lots of releases. He's a prolific artist in that regard in the studio. So lots of stuff for you to check out. And like I said, keep your ears perked up for the Reach and Reggie B music coming your way. It's coming a lot sooner than you think. So we have one more guest coming, and then following the next interview and also the next segment of music from this particular artist, Lenny D, on the Wheels of Steel again. He's the man of the house. He has his own special mix that he's brought to the show. I don't want to spoil the next interview, but just to tease it a little bit, this fella, I've known him for a while, known him for years actually, and he's a good friend of mine as well as an artist that I respect. So I'm happy to have him on the show.
Flying Lotus.
I ain't gonna say nothing else about that. I'm just gonna drift off into something else real quick. Let me give y'all a plug real quick. HipHopKC.com, website owned by Nisha, but for the Kansas City hip hop community and also for the other conjoined communities that we cross pollinate with. Please go check that site out if you get an opportunity. HipHopKC.com. It's especially useful for different artists trying to network with other artists around town. If you're looking for artists to work with, if you're looking for producers to work with, it's a great place to find a lot of the local events that are taking place that are particularly, but not necessarily limited to hip-hop. Great, useful resource. Go check out HipHopKC.com. Let me see. More of my stuff to throw out. Reach is on Facebook now, so you can check Reach out. Facebook.com/Reach. Of course, you have my Twitter page, which I believe is Twitter.com/MC Reach. You can stay in touch with me in that regard. We're going to get into this Below interview. On the other side of Below's interview, you will hear Below tracks. Shouts out to Miss Reno and Artistry U. Good butter. Sit tight. We'll be back. Good Butter Radio. And we have a very special guest on the telephone with us. And he is another Artistry Unlimited artist that is coming to us by way of Kansas City and also by way of Artistry U and Miss Reno. Last month she gave us Supergroup Overkill. You heard them on the show. But I'd like to welcome Below to the show. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Good, brother. Thank you very much for being gracious enough to lend us an interview. Let's jump right into it. Let's start with the name. There's been a name change, as I understand it. So tell people what your name is and tell people what the math behind your name is.
Yes, my name originally is Below Zero, which is, you know, kind of self-explanatory. You spit cold lyrics and, you know, kind of a metaphoric way of tying that in. Being on MySpace and being on the internet and all that and seeing that there's a million Below Zero and it's not as clever as I thought the name was, so I decided to drop the zero and just roll with Below. Plus, it can be dated. I mean, it's kind of a, it could be kind of an old school just kind of name, Below Zero, you know what I'm saying?
So you stand at just one alias now, just Below now. How did the original name or the original concept for the name come to be? When did you decide that you would be Below Zero?
Probably, I was in high school doing a bunch of battling and freestyling and doing stuff like that. And everybody, you know, like everybody's always like, oh, that verse was cold, you spit, or you know what I'm saying? He cold rapping, da 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 da. So, you know, I was just like, man, all right, well, they always say that. So, I'll be Below Zero then. We'll get colder than that.
Obviously, writing rhymes is something you've been doing for quite a long time at this point. Tell me how you went from doing something on a recreational level in high school, in the cafeteria, to deciding you were actually going to press your music to CDs and actually pursue this as a career.
Yeah, it was just basically, it started off, I mean, definitely ground level. I mean, just kind of rapping, battling, and just writing a little verses here and there. And then basically from there, just kind of like, you know, you start rapping and writing and getting better. And then you realize that you got your own point that you want to get across. You know what I'm saying? I got something to say that maybe, you know, you start listening to music and there's a lane that's open. So I decided to take that lane for myself and pursue it hardcore and going at it. So that's pretty much what it was. It's just to get my story out there. I felt like I had a story to tell that I think people might be involved and want to listen to it.
How did you get introduced to what was going on in Kansas City or the scene here in Kansas City?
Basically started off, I started off as a Christian rapper and then, just kind of really, you know, kind of faded away from really the title of that and just kind of went more or less into just being a rapper. You know, I really want to be labeled either way. Or how I got kind of tied in was just the studio I was going to out in Lake Kansas. It was called Woo Productions at the time. And they would, one of the guys that ran that out there would have little showcases out in, Lawrence, Kansas and Tremors and doing little shows at little local clubs and stuff like that, and then just kind of just word of mouth just got passed around and putting CDs out, and it just kind of floated from there.
Starting from that point where you got introduced to the scene, did you start out with a group of individuals? Did you start out solo?
I started off with a group that was called Troika. I mean, it was called Ruling Body of Three. It was me, a friend of mine by the name of Castello, and a DCG. And we started rapping as a group. We did that for probably a year or two. And I was coming right out of high school. And then, like I said earlier, that it just wasn't enough for me. You know what I'm saying? I thought I'd try the solo thing, maybe do just one solo album. And then after that, it just was kind of evident that, yeah, I definitely wanted to pursue it as a solo thing opposed to in a group. So I could form my own ideas and put those out there on their own, you know?
So you strike out on your own. First project is when?
First project dropped in 2001. It was called Can't Stop Being Me. It was an album I recorded at a Woo Productions, and a friend of mine, Ozone Beats, did all the production on there, and it was just kind of like my introduction, just kind of letting people know who I am. So that was my first project. Then I released a second project in 2003 on a label that I was with at the time called 70 Mile, and it was called Beginning That Forever. And that was kind of really like, I mean, Can't Stop Being Me was kind of one, it just kind of was family and friends kind of getting my feet wet, just kind of seeing if I can do the solo thing. But Beginning That Forever was really one that really people started taking notice to me, you know what I'm saying?
The first project was independent, and then the second one was released on 70 Mile.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about that experience. How long were you there? What was that experience like? How did things maybe change for you as an artist while you were there?
70 Mile, I was there probably, I say, roughly 2 years.
And it was a very good thing. It was definitely the first time I had somebody to some sort of backing behind my music, and somebody that believed in what I was doing and actually could help me get my music out further. I didn't get the first time putting it out on my own. I was with a label mate by the name of Tragic, which is a real close friend of mine as well, and me and him both kind of spearheaded this movement, and we had a pretty decent movement and ran around kind of the local scene, and we did a lot more kind of out of town, small towns, small colleges like your Joplin, Sedalia's, Lawrence, and little small places like that, and kind of took over and really did good on the radios in those different areas. So we had a nice buzz going, man, but it kind of went sour due to being young and dumb and just kind of thinking you can do things on your own, you know. And so it was good for me to kind of leave, just because I wasn't kind of a second fiddle kind of the type deal. Wasn't a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't really upset about the whole ordeal, but I've always had kind of control of my music too, so it was kind of a joint effort on my music. So I just kind of parted ways and kind of took off and did my own thing as well, though.
Okay, so at this point, how far from the beginning of the story until you leaving 70 Mile, what kind of time span are we looking at there?
Oh, you're looking at definitely about 2 years. I mean, we had a nice run. We was definitely we definitely grinded, but most of the grind that we did have was more pushing Tragic's album. And I did a lot of writing for Tragic and was all over the album. And by the time we got to mine, we were kind of at the back tail end, kind of fading off a little bit. But we still had a push on my album and everything, but it just wasn't the same push, you know what I'm saying? So that was kind of what made the departure and made the leap, made me separate from there.
Okay, and again, in terms of time, what year are we talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. This was probably 2004.
Okay.
So late 2004, so I was there from like 02 to 2004, so roughly 2 years.
So moving forward from 2004 and the 70 Mile experience, what was your next step, or at least what did you anticipate would be your next step musically?
I was anticipating definitely recording another album and trying to start all over from what I was just kind of starting at ground zero. You know, we did all that building up 70 Mile, and then once I left there, it's like, man, we built this brand image up and spent a lot of time building that up, and I wasn't necessarily repping Below Zero at the time. I was more or less repping 70 Mile. So just kind of trying to figure out a way to get another brand out there. So, and then I kind of came back and got up with some of my old friends, and we started trying to put together a studio, you know what I'm saying, and put together some Live Dreams recording and started to work on our own movement for ourselves.
Okay, so now this is kind of a self-contained situation where you have a recording studio that you're producing your own music out of, and certainly I would imagine also other artists within the area. Take me forward to the next album project or the next pivotal moment in your journey.
Basically, so yeah, we started the Live Dreams recording, and that was me and a friend, my counterpart, Ozone Beats, and then I also had a head guy named Chris Gums or whatever, so we put together a Live Dreams recording, and with that, it started off just basically me just doing a lot of songs, you know, just so we can learn, you know, the engineering aspect of things, and then it's just started off as just like, man, we could save a lot of money, you know what I'm saying, overhead, but then it turned into, first it was just really about me as an artist and artists, you know, friends of mine. Then later started recording people, and now it's kind of become a business, and we decided to help other people, all the things we've learned from all the studios and all that type thing, to deliver our sound and help everybody else sound better in the whole city, Kansas City, so.
Okay, I'm going to step the story forward a bit. Tell me about your experience and your time working with and touring with Chris Calico and Tech N9ne.
Man, touring has opened my mind big time. I mean, it's first off, it's a very humbling experience, because me being a rapper myself and going out there and seeing the work that goes into, you know what I'm saying, to really putting together a good show, a very overproduction, you know, like the big production of the show, you know what I'm saying, and just seeing how much work and they put into their performances, you know what I'm saying, it's not a game at all, you know what I'm saying, so it's just like, just seeing how serious and structured their environment is. On a side note, just like the creativity and the respect factor I have for them now, that you really got to analyze yourself and think, can you really do this, when you see the level and how much it really takes, you know what I'm saying, to put this together and to really deliver a powerful show. You really step back sometimes and, you know, analyze your music and think, can I really do this, you know what I'm saying? So on that aspect, it's definitely a humbling thing. Also, it is just hard work, you know, I mean,
I grind out there, man. I work probably 15-hour days, man. You know, wake up at noon and don't get back on the bus till 3 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Because I, you know, split up the stage and manage the show and all that type of stuff. So, man, it's definitely a fun process, but it's definitely hard work, man. And I never would have thought it would have been that type of, be that much production that goes into a rap show, you know what I'm saying?
And if I understand the story correctly, you were working as a stage manager on the tour. So, in one respect, you were really a big part of the technical aspect and what it took to put that show together and to execute it. Tell me about what that may have done for you as an artist, or what that experience may have shown you that you can incorporate into your future and the rest of your journey.
By managing the show, like, definitely a tech show, you know what I'm saying, better than almost anybody, you know. I know when he's going to do this, that, you know what I'm saying. So it's just all about being on point, being on cue, you know what I'm saying, being professional. So watching them as professionals, how, you know, you every step's accounted for, you know what I'm saying. Like, if you got an hour-long set, there's all these things that have to go on within that hour-long set. And just not just being a rapper that just walks around and grabs your nuts and just, you know what I'm saying, just, I don't know if I can say nuts, but just walk around and, you know what I'm saying, not really give the people a real show, you know. So it's like the thing that I've learned to incorporate is just give your best and be extremely professional, you know. There's no drinking before they go on stage, you know. So it's like it's definitely strictly business out there for them, you know what I'm saying. So that aspect is definitely something I want to take in for myself about next time. If I ever get out on tour, like, it's all about business, man. You know, you really got to make sure these people are paying all this money to see you, so you definitely want to give them your best and give them your all.
Okay, let's talk about today. Tell me about the most recent album project.
The most recent project is an album called Full Circle. So it's basically kind of a completion of the three albums that I've released. You know, the first album, Can't Stop Being Me. My second album, Beginning of Forever Now, Full Circle. So basically it's kind of it's an album about myself. I kind of got a set formula that I've used for three albums. Like, you know, I always have a girl song. I always have a song where I tell a deep story, a deep heartfelt story. And then definitely some life things that's going on with me. So I kind of kept the same kind of formula for all three of my albums. I don't know if anybody ever caught that, but that's something that I kind of kept the same format for three albums, you know what I'm saying? Kind of showed three different phases of my life at three different ages and how I went through those things and overcame obstacles or stumbled on some. But it's a project that's it's got 19 tracks featuring a lot of hot artists from Kansas City. I feel like I got some of the most powerful features you could have out of Kansas City as far as the people that were on my album. But it's a pretty much overall Mick Gumbo nice album, man. So
who's on the album? Who does production on the album? Who do you feature on the album?
The production is, I do some production myself below, and then I also have a counterpart, Lionheart, who's an up-and-coming rapper from the city, also a producer as well. And then, of course, my right-hand man, Ozone Beats, he's got some production on there. And then I also have a kind of an R&B, I call him, like to call him a mutt, because he does everything, R&B, rap, and everything. A guy named Stevie B, he's got some production on my album as well. A gospel rapper who comes to my studio, a guy named B Humble, who's with Heavenly Minded. And he also lent his talents and his to give me a beat as well. But stuff on the production end. Now on the artist end, I got Lionheart, of course, featured. And then also I got three songs with Chris Calico, Cut Calhoun, Snug Brim, Reach, Bucks, who's also with Artistry Unlimited, from Overkill, and one of my real close friends, Tragic, as well. So just got a bunch of artists from the city on there. Truly trying to deliver a good sound out of Kansas City.
Okay, so that's Full Circle. That's the most recent project. So tell people where they can pick that up.
You can pick Full Circle up off of Nimbit/below. You also can get it, you actually go to my MySpace page, and you can also get off of there. That's probably the easiest way to get it. You get on MySpace page, which is myspace.com/belowkc. So you can pick it up there, or you can try and find me in the streets, and I'll have it there for you.
We're going to wrap it up, but tell people what the next step is for you, what's kind of in your immediate future, the next 6 to 12 months, and then where you're headed as an artist.
My next step is definitely working on another project, as always. I'm really trying to put myself really in a situation where I can really start doing this music full time and really putting myself out there
really getting on a real tip for real, because a lot of cats, I feel like rap is at a place right now where people ain't really coming from their heart and coming from their soul, and really a lot of issues out here that isn't really being talked about right now. So I feel like I'm really just going to really analyze myself and try and get better over these next couple of months and really try to give the people something that they really need to hear and they never heard before.
Okay. Once again, I thank you for being a part of the show. If you would, throw your contact information out there, any information you want people to have, throw that out there real quick.
Okay. Yes, you can always find me at MySpace/BelowKC. Email me at BelowKC@Hotmail.com. Just pick up my album, man, and hope you like it.
Thank you, sir. You got any shouts?
Shout out to my man, Reach. One of the hottest MCs out there. Shout out to Ozone Beats. Thanks for all your support, man, helping me on this journey of mine. Miss Reno, Artistry Unlimited, Lionheart, Bucks, Big Joe, Amnesia, everybody. Let's take over the world, man.
One other thing. Throw out any information that you have regarding the studio for people here locally that may be interested in finding a studio home.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You definitely want to get in touch with me. My number's, Mid Trains Recording. My number's 816-210-4523. Holler at me if you want to get your music right, man. We'll do it for you.
All right. Y'all heard it. We're going to get into some of these Below tracks. Thank you again, sir, for being on the show. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I know you want it, man, you really want it. You know you want it, man, you really want it. I know you want it, man, you really want it. You know you want it, man, you really want it.
Just when you least expect it, Below pops up in the mix. With a track that it banged so hard, didn't know Below could bang like this. Jaws are dropping all for the things that they seen and saw. The little bitty dude with the real big head has now become a star. Yes, sir, that star be me.
Be me.
Yeah, right down to the T. Everybody move, better make way, please excuse and pardon me. Make way as the boy come through. Don't know what the boy might do. Hit the little flow, you know, Below style like kung fu. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, can't say what spiced it up. A bit in the pad, beats and the rap in the mic, and I'm lighting it up.
Come on.
A fiend of music, man. Some just say I can't get enough. Rhyming itself, so it's time to erupt. With the cats nowadays ain't rhyming enough. Lining them up and attacking these cats, with the cats nowadays is lame. I keep switching it up instead of giving up, cause I know y'all need a change. So I'm lining them up and attacking these cats, with the cats nowadays is lame. I keep switching it up instead of giving up, cause I know y'all need a change.
Jazz man and barbecue. I flow like water and it's jazzy. It'll scars you too. Ain't for the sky, but my music keeps me grounded. As a matter of fact, I rap for the cats in my surroundings. Speaking steady, pounding from the sound that overrides. He still be the truth and I still get a boom and that it's not a lie. Y'all better get adjusted back to the bus and this is not the show. I came to speak on this amazing beat cause no one else has spoke. Let me speak on it. Try to teach on it. Put a book without me. There's a lot of talk and a lot of bark, but me, I sink my teeth on it. Nobody wanna rap, everybody wanna dance, but they all wanna be the man. I say, come see me right here, KC, Below is who I am. So I'm lining them up and attacking these cats, cause the cats nowadays is lame. I keep switching it up instead of giving up, cause I know y'all need a change. So I'm lining them up and attacking these cats, cause the cats nowadays is lame. I keep switching it up instead of giving up, cause I know y'all need a change.
I know you want it, baby, really want it. You know you want it, baby.
Splash Brothers on the beat. Below, Lionheart, bring it on in, Calico.
I'm on top of the world, and I ain't coming down, baby. Falling off, you must be crazy.
On top of the world,
you say I'm doing too much. Y'all just gotta move up.
I'm feeling spectacular, yo, I'm really feeling good. Gas tank full, rolling with a chick I pulled. Hot sunny day, cruising down the boulevard.
I'm on top of the world,
feeling like a superstar. My cell phone's jumping, everybody wanna kick it to. Inspiring artists, come on y'all, let's get it. Sick of sitting still, man, time to show the skill, man. Skip scraping over pennies, chase the real change. Millions, real game, I deliver. As soon as you hear my voice, then the brain remembers. Got the real chill flow that relates to winter. Sharing my gift for 425 December. For those who's really into a rapper with some wisdom, giving the blues and rhythm. Below, you're rolling with them. Gone, crank up your system. On top of the world, and don't ever plan to fall. Only 5'7", but still stand tall.
And I ain't coming down, baby. Falling off, you must be crazy.
On top of the world,
they say I'm doing too much. Y'all just gotta move up.
On top of the world,
and I ain't coming down, baby. Falling off, you must be crazy.
On top of the world,
they say I'm doing too much. Y'all just gotta move up.
On top of the world, so high, I'm a skyscraper. You too small for me to see, so goodbye haters. A brief hiatus to say hi ladies. Come kick it with a player, come and ride. Baby shorty wanna ride with me from coast to coast. Which one is the best? I don't know, I like both. Just hopped off the tour bus and screamed to the left. And what I learned from touring, music's where it's at. Got a lab rats geeked up and dumbed out. On top 23 when it's tongue out. Lane better clear it out. I'm what you hear about, everything you fear about. The rap on the radio should be blaring out. Care about nothing but hammering hits. Got the hits hammering, so I'm too legit to quit. Can't focus on me, cause this song's for y'all. Those who's on top, way above the
wall. On top of the world,
and I ain't coming down, baby. Falling off, you must be crazy.
On top of the world,
you say I'm doing too much. Y'all just gotta move up.
On top of the world,
and I ain't coming down, baby. Falling off, you must be crazy.
On top of the world,
you say I'm doing too much. Y'all just gotta move up.
On top of
if
the
it's
world,
your birthday, sing, I'm on.
On top of the world,
can't nobody tell you nothing, so
get down, down, baby.
Bachelors and bachelorettes, you on.
On top of the world,
gather up your friends, cause it's going.
Down, down, baby.
Tax return came back, you on.
On top of the world,
headed straight to the mall, it's going.
Down, down.
Last day of school, you on
top of the world.
Summer's about to begin, it's going.
Let's go, 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 baby.
Yes, I'm on top. Yes, I'm on top.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm on top, baby.
I'm on top, baby.
Yes, I'm on top. Yeah. I'll stay on the top. Yes, I'm on yeah. top, baby.
On top of the world.
And I ain't coming down, baby. Falling off, you must be crazy.
On top of the world.
You say I'm doing too much. Y'all just gotta move.
Cause they can't feed in my ego. Calling me a superstar cause the boy is
rock who you are. Yeah, I go hard, beat one man army. Voice so smooth, might sound like some R&B. But nobody's close, though the boys close, no joke. I'm on a mission that's against going broke, though. Lord knows I've been rapping for a long, long time. Since this boy was itty bitty in them small long
it
times.
Is what it is.
Yeah, it's time for me to shine. It's time for me to lead them. Everybody get behind. It is what it is. Take it how you want or you can say I played rough. It is what it is. Nice guys finish last. So me being a nice guy's a thing of the past. You treat them like a lady and then they abuse it. So what do you do? You better throw up them deuces. On to the next one. Erase and replace them. Get back on your hustle from the time that was wasted.
It is what it is.
That's just some knowledge for you fools, man. Stay on your grip, you know the rules, man. They ain't changed, they the same, so don't go against the grain. If you do, look in the mirror at the person to blame.
It is what it is,
and it won't ever be different, so quit crying over that bra, fool, you tripping. Get yourself together, get up and get this cheddar. There's 3 billion dubs, so keep your head up.
It is what it is.
Butter Radio. That's what it is. We are back following the below interview and the subsequent tracks, which I'm going to run down for you now. 3 tracks, first of which is called You Want It, and that's Below featuring Chris Calico. And on the other side of that one, the same duo. Song's called On Top of the World, and that was Below featuring Chris Calico on vocals on that as well. And then the last of the three, It Is What It Is. So that's Below. As he mentioned in the interview, he does have a recording studio called Live Dreams Recording. So if you want to go there, if you're an artist that's looking for a studio home, please get in touch with my mans. His telephone number again is 816-210-4523. That'll get you in touch with him and tell him Good Butter sent you. Thank him again for being a part of the show. Appreciate Miss Reno and Artistry Unlimited for bringing artists to the Good Butter podcast. You'll be hearing a lot more from them as well. They just had a show earlier this week, actually, at the Riot Room. Overkill, which is Joe Black, Bucks Buchanan and Amnesia. And then also Below was on the bill along with various other Kansas City acts. And then I think there was one or two from out of town, if memory serves. So stay on the look for Artistry U and what they got coming through. ArtistryU.net if you're interested in going to the website and checking these artists out. Once again, thank you, Below Zero, for coming on to the show. So, we're really coming down the home stretch here. We got the man of the house, Lenny D, on the wheels. You've heard lots and lots and lots of N8 Sounds crew throughout the course of the show. Now you're going to get a chance to hear Leonard Destroy get down on the ones and twos. And he has a project out called Game Over. Production album that yours truly is featured on. You heard the track earlier that's on that album called Super Stereo Blaster. So I believe you can pick that up at digital retailers all over the web. I think you can go to Amazon. Just Google it. Google Leonard Destroy or Lenny D, and also Google Game Over. We're going to get into that mix. Y'all sit tight and we will see you on the other side.
torque, I amaze. Then I leave, you can catch me walk out with shades. Can't see the haters and I can't see the haters. My team gets cream so we can leave to Jamaica. Up at least when we stay where the knees fixing the makeup. No breakup, classic Lakers, they afraid to face us. I know they mad at me, how past them be. In the fastest beat, like your majesty. Magically turning green in the ashes, G. A savage, and they're so average, G. I'm in my car driving away, laughing, E. To the bank, why they think, what a travesty. Man, into the dragon, I enter in bragging. We high lagging, pants in the center all sagging. Ladies, please believe I'm down to work. Go from uptown New Orleans to the streets in Berlin.
For the L-O-V-E. But don't get it confused, my knuckles. It does it for the cheese, too. Yeah, yeah. This rap's in my blood, we related, faded. So when I do these raps to the tracks, it's like incest. Impress the judges, talking all that him less than me. Fuck that, him the best it be. Run up on these MCs with aggressive speech. Niggas don't love rap, they all about they cheese. But fuck that, let me hit these niggas with the beam. The infrared hitting every knuckle on the scene. Mean jean swagger, dagger in the holster. Gun don't pack that, let the mean speech blast ya. I'm nice when I write lyrics, law breaking when I'm raw singing. I got the VDs after the boy, they try to tackle Detroit and cuff them up. They caught dust all in their lungs, I puff a blunt for the celebration. In this U.S. devil nation, phonetic symbol and cause. Elevate your mind like levitation. Let me elevate your mind. I do it all the time. I do it just because I do it for the love. The L-O-V-E. Yeah. Elevation. Elevation. Yeah. Let me elevate your soul. I do it for my foe. I do it for the cheese. I do it for the street. The L-O-V-E. Black man rose out the concrete jungle. Sorta like a rose out the concrete grows. Ready to explode like I'm set for detonation. Ready to explore like I'm set for destination unknown. I find myself pacing through my home with a plan to plan life. I never plan right, gotta fix that. Kit Kat, kitty rappers sweet. They don't respect the OG, they don't respect MC. Don't respect the culture, don't respect the DJs. Best believe they gon' respect the C. Oh, double dollars, I'm only doing me. I keep it G's and D's, but I never claim to be one. I'm from the city by the seas of Pacific. C's and the B's and the 13's in it. 18's in it. Fiends in a crooked police. No leash on a beast. Running streets with the heat cop. I elevate your feet. I elevate. Let me elevate your mind. I do it all the time. I do it just because. I do it for the love. The L-O-V-E. Yes. Am I right? Am I right? Let me elevate your soul. I do it for my foe. I do it for the G. I do it for the street. The L.
y'all. Fly, fly, fly. Keep it fly, y'all. Keep it fly, y'all. Yeah, nigga. Keep rolling, motherfuckers.
Looked at me with a soft gaze, a pause lost in the days off a soft rays. The yellows, the purples, the reds, a beauty so exotic spinning circles in my head. Love, slow up, slow up, and let me get a hold of the rich brown skin. Kiss it now and then. This is how it is when you get with Miss Mango. She's so sweet, got me feeling like I kissed an angel with no wings, no strings. She got me floating,
Meet me at the top, oh yeah, we be at the spot open. Can it be that this is just a fantasy? Then if so, get me on the quick road to Anna, please. Or is it tangerine? I forget the name, but I don't forget the flame. Rolling out with anesthesia to taste the vines. I hope it ain't a waste of time, but you can make it up if I can make you mine.
I wanna make it mine.
Your name, love, very little makeup. And the frame was about as crazy as the same one. That border Mona Lisa, boning under sheets, seemed more like lonely freaking to me. I peeked at your stilo, the price for your love fell delinquent to repo. Repossessed, I would love to read you stress relievers that I write. It's guaranteed a good morning, evening, and night. And dreaming is life. Like me and you, we can see the moon. You become my fix, I would shoot it from a heated spoon if I could. Your presence that lethal, you the definite definition of heaven sent an angel. Pretty as the rainbow, love was the pot of gold. And she got my soul tripping without being clumsy. Hey, I guess that's why I fell for her.
I wanna make you mine, but don't know how.
Seamless girl of my dreams, but couldn't figure out why I was acting kinda shy. Caught up in the mix, sweet cherry pie, all up in the eye. Sweet sight, make your brother think twice, wink right at her, and maybe she'll be flattered. And adjust the mic, spark up some chatter. Here's my name and number, you can call today. You wanna hang out for a second, maybe listen to some records. Peace. Maybe play a game of checkers, or bump that old cannabis, the ill mic wrecker. 1-2 checker, Dilla was a beast, and I don't eat meat. And these kicks on my feet. They just some old threes. Submit print in black, yeah, some OGs. No please, whole steps. Then she vanished like a vet from close death. I'm waking out my sleep, wiping cold sweat. Just to realize I just smoked, yes.
Can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Good Butter Radio. Good way to jump off the last segment of the show with the instrumental for Jay-Z's Thank You. So let me do just that by thanking those that were a part of this show. Big up to Lenny D for being the man of the house on the ones and twos. Lenny D has a production album available called Game Over, and you can find that online. Features yours truly. You heard the track earlier in the show called Super Stereo Blaster. I believe you can find it at any digital retailer. Go to Amazon. Just Google it. Google Lenny D or Leonard Destroy Game Over. Should be able to find it. If not, send me an email to fudgefactorysounds@gmail.com. I'll direct you to it. Thank you to Reggie B. And again, it's myspace.com/ReggieBPlanetH. Thank you to Below Zero. Below. My mistake. Below. Check out his studio, Live Dreams Recording, if you need a studio home. 816-210-4523. Shouts out to Miss Reno and Artistry Unlimited. That's artistryu.net. Thank everybody, y'all. Thank everybody that was so gracious to be a part. Thank everybody for listening to the show and being a part of the Good Butter movement. We got a lot to do over the course of the next few months, and then even longer term than that. I hope you'll continue to be a part of what we're trying to do here. I hope you enjoy what we're trying to do here. I'm your host. My name is Reach. Keep up with me. MySpace.com/Reach. Facebook.com/Reach. Twitter.com/MCReach. That's E-M-C-E-E Reach, spelled out. I look forward to bringing you more of this show in the future, more of some very special things we have in store. Stay on the look for new Reach album projects as well. I ain't that far gone yet, so there will be more music coming in the very near future. You're gonna hear stuff from me and Reggie B. The new album is 65% finished. New mixtape project coming as well. I ain't trying to spoil that. Some other things going on. I don't want to get into all of it yet, but I hope you'll stick around for a minute and just kind of see what I do with this thing. Subscribe to the show if you haven't already. Goodbutter.podomatic.com. Again, goodbutter.podomatic.com. That's the official website for the podcast. Come back next month. Come back the month after that. Come back the month after that. As long as we're doing this thing, we're going to keep this train rolling, and I hope you'll continue to support us. Look for future Good Butter shows. Couple announcements before I leave. Headphones falling off my head. Tomorrow night, which is Friday, October the 2nd, we're having the finale of the Soul Provider Block Party. Last one of the year. Bring a jacket. Come get it in. DJ Scheme will be on the decks. Soul Providers will be there rock shocking it. 116 West 18th Street on the side of Birdie's, downtown Kansas City, between Wyandotte and Main on 18th. Come celebrate with us, y'all. It's the last of the month. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. See y'all next month. Good Butter. Whoa. Good Butter Radio.